I really missed this.
Doubt you were feeling about me. About us.
So you're not still in love with me?
I can't do this right now. Fucking idiot. Oh, so that's it. You're just gonna give up.
You tell me. You know what that looks like. You just didn't want to talk to me anymore.
That's not true. It's not true.
You know, you could have just been honest with me when you dumped me. That you didn't want to actually be friends.
I didn't want to hurt you.
I'm here. If you ever want to talk about anything.
I wish I could.
I know that we're not anymore, but I'm still here.
God, I wish.
So you're not still in love with me?
I can't do this right
now. Idiot, Caleb, you should have told him.
I just need some air.
You know that I love you, right?
Of course. Of course I do.
Shit! Sorry! Sorry! Fuck!
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. Episode 11, Spiritus Libri, by Brigham Snow.
Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nope, this is terrible.
What?
Oh, the view is... Don't get me wrong, it's viewy, and the air is... Yeah, no, the air is far too cold. That's terrible, too. Yeah. Terrible.
I like it.
Sure you do. Why here, by the way?
My friend is trying out for the rowing team back in Boston, and I figured Yale had to have one of these, so I typed it into Google Maps. It was just in my head, so.
So, you dragged me out of bed and into the cold because
you said you were awake.
In a warm bed. Okay. Sentimentality is your thing. Got it.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. I brought the book.
I know. I can feel it.
You can feel it?
Mm-hmm.
We should probably do this indoors.
Do what?
Whatever this is.
Which would be...
Exactly.
Whatever. I figured we could use the boathouse.
The murder shack right there?
I think it's where they keep the equipment. Relax.
Or the bodies. God. Won't we get interrupted by boatmen? Boat people? Boat folk?
There's a new one up there. This one looks pretty much abandoned.
Yeah, geez, I can't imagine why. Well, lead the way.
After you.
All right, Montresor. Where's the stone wall and the sherry?
Dude, what are you talking about?
The youth, my God. No appreciation for the classics. Poe, it's Poe.
Oh, Dameron?
What?
Nothing. I know what you meant. Adam used to read me him, like, every Halloween.
Oh, my God. It's colder in here than it was out there.
Old people complain a lot.
I heard that.
Why are we just staring at the book?
We're not staring. You're staring. I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
This thing is a lot.
A lot how?
You don't agree?
No, I agree. I want to know why you think it's a lot.
You first.
I asked you first.
You called me.
You answered. What, are you scared of it?
No.
You didn't fix it, did you?
Of course I didn't fix it. Don't be stupid.
But you said you fixed it.
I didn't want Mark to worry.
Yeah, I get that.
I think I did stop it from malfunctioning, but...
What is it supposed to do?
Well, that's a question. It might not be broken anymore, but I don't know if it's fixed, because when it opens...
The time ghosts.
Excuse me?
Adam and I heard time ghosts in the tower and in the library when we were stuck. It could have been this. It probably was this.
Time ghosts? I like it.
So what exactly is written in here? Whoa.
What?
I just got lightheaded, huh?
Interesting.
I'm fine. I feel amazing, actually.
Yeah, huh.
Why'd you do that?
How do you feel?
What?
Feel. How do you feel?
I feel okay.
Just okay?
What are you doing?
Eh?
Dude.
And now?
How do I feel about you treating me like an experiment?
No, about the book. And get over it, kid. That's why we're here.
That may be why you're here, but I...
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I feel different.
Better or worse?
I feel fine. Worse in the sense that I feel...
What?
I feel better when it's...
When it's open?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why did you want to see it in action, Colton?
Caleb.
Whatever.
It's like it's alive or something, right?
Read some of it. Tell me what you think.
What should I read?
Anything.
Okay. The handwriting in the margins here looks friendly.
Sure, have at her.
May 11th, 1945. Tobias Sitzer. I'm delighted. Utterly delighted. I have finished my final examinations and...
Once more, received a handshake from our very first Jewish professor, the estimable Mr. Moritz.
Whoa, can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's heartening to know that progress may be made within the walls of a stodgy institution such as Yale.
I feel so happy. You feel so happy.
I feel it.
It's incredible. It's loud, if that makes sense.
I am a first generation in my family. Of what I suspect are many things. And I cannot help but smile to know that there is acceptance. Or at the very least, a push forward.
I've never felt anything like this. It's... I know, it's simple. It's... Like unchanging. I'm getting nonstop happy right now. Like a sugar rush.
The abhorrent numerous clauses the so-called Jewish quota this university has unofficially followed appears to be in its twilight.
That's fucked up.
Still smiling, though.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't feel right. It feels amazing.
Yeah, I know, but...
As this chapter has done a great deal to support me and my fellow brothers in championing this cause since my arrival to these halls of academia 2 years ago, I am proud today. I am happy. I am, as I said, utterly delighted.
Is he gone?
Huh. Seems to be.
Wait, there's something?
What?
I feel something coming from another page.
You can follow feelings? What are you, an emotions bloodhound?
It's familiar, but I don't know. I don't like this. But I know this. It feels different. No, this isn't it, but something else is coming up.
Hey, kid. For real, indulge me. Why did you want to play with the book this
Shh.
Morning? Nah, don't shush me.
I feel sad. It's really clear and strong.
Oh, looks like someone wrote an obituary here, see?
I don't have to see it. I feel it. Fuck, they were young.
You're not gonna read it out loud?
If I do that, they'll speak again, right?
I think that's the idea.
But I don't have to do that.
No?
I feel it. I can feel the whole thing. It's so... Oh, so sad. They were so young.
You can read by feeling?
Sort of. Not really. It's hard to explain, but it's in me. What they wrote, I don't need the words. There's still that other feeling in the back.
Back of where?
It wants to break through, but the sadness won't let it. Oh, that's amazing. It's like I can just stay with this one if I want to. It's not. Fuck. It's not going anywhere. But I want to know. Here. Here it is. It's somewhere on this page.
I don't suppose it's a recipe for snickerdoodles.
Shh.
Again with the shushing, kid. What's so different about this page other than the... Oh, I don't suppose that's hot sauce and not a drop of blood right there.
I fucking push it and I can't control it and then I don't know what's real.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's interesting.
What?
Shh.
Caleb, we need to close the book.
Whoa. Ignore him, obviously.
What if I do it again? I can't control it. Let go, please! Make it stop!
Okay, maybe we should...
I can't!
Can't what?
I don't know what to do!
That's why we're here. We need to...
I don't want to hurt him! I don't want to hurt anyone! I can't control it! Fuck! I can't control it!
Caleb, what?
I wanted them to feel better, and it happened. It keeps happening.
It just happens. It comes out of me, and it changes them. I'm not supposed to, but it changes them.
Changes who?
I feel something. No, fuck. I feel everything, and I push. I fucking push, and I can't control it, and then I don't know what's real.
Caleb, you're hurting me.
Does he love me because that's what he wants, or because I love him, and I'm making him love me?
Caleb, you need to listen to me. Something is looping
here. I don't know what's real. I don't know what I want.
Make it stop. You need to snap out of it.
If I want something and it changes a person and then I feel those feelings, but they aren't from them, but really from me, and I'm reacting off of what I'm feeling from them, then am I even feeling anything? Well, what do I do?
Caleb, get out of the way and let me close the book.
Shit. Okay, Caleb, I'm right. We need to close the book.
No, I need to know.
Caleb, we need to close the book. Caleb, let go of me.
What if I do it again? I can't control it.
Let go, please.
Make it stop.
I'm trying to.
Oliver, make it stop.
What did you do?
I'm doing this and I can't trust myself.
I didn't do anything. I didn't mean to. I wanted them to feel better and it happened. It keeps happening.
What keeps happening? God, this is confusing.
Making them feel things, stuff that they aren't feeling, that they're not supposed to feel, not for me.
You're using your power to make people feel a certain way?
It's an accident, I swear it's an accident. I'm not trying to. It keeps happening, and I can't do this anymore.
Caleb, you're hurting me.
I need...
You need to snap out of it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Alvin. I'm sorry.
Caleb, get out of the way and let me close the book.
Everything I know about myself, I don't really know. Everything I've done to get a handle on what I am, a fucking picture frame for everyone else's stupid pictures. Now I'm doing this and I can't trust myself.
Caleb? Shit!
Doing what?
I need...
Caleb? Shit!
I'm okay.
Nothing about that was okay. What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. That was us in the book.
Yeah. And does my voice really sound like that?
How did it... I mean, we didn't write in it, so how...
I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you smiling?
Oh, fuck. This is gonna sound crazy, but... I feel amazing.
What, Tobias?
Yeah, but not just that, just... all of it.
What are you talking about?
I feel incredible, like invincible.
Okay, but you were just freaking out, so... Huh.
What? What?
What did you feel in there just now?
Fear. Definitely fear.
Anything else? You were upset. Did you feel sadness or anger?
No, just pure fear. It took over everything else. I didn't even know what I was afraid of at first, and that made me more scared until it was all I could feel.
A single emotion. Just like Toby from the 40s with the happy feeling. These things in the book, the entries, memories, whatever they are, they're a distillation.
Of what?
Someone's perspective. A boiled down version of who someone was at the moment they put themselves in the book.
Put themselves? Like... Wait, there are people trapped in there?
No, I don't think so. I've seen that before. Remember the egg I was talking about? Anyway, this isn't that.
How do you know?
All you felt was fear. We don't feel just one emotion at a time, right? I mean, you would know with your whole thing.
Yeah. Emotions are living things, second to second. They overlap and affect each other and mix together. It's messy.
Exactly. A book isn't a living thing, so it's one note. It's clean. A single emotion in the driver's seat. Maybe the one that's the most dominant in the moment of synthesis?
And that was me.
Well, us, yeah, but I think it's safe to say it was your perspective.
But how...
What are you afraid of?
We don't have that kind of time.
Time? There's something about time. Ah, shit, we left a book in there. Shit. How do you feel?
Fine.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
You're a jock.
What?
I said you're a jock.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I was just thinking, us creeping towards the ledger like this, this must be how you feel about books all the time, right?
Nice.
I thought so. Okay, so nothing weird so far.
Nope, just a scary humming sound from a haunted artifact. Totally normal. So what do we do?
We are not doing anything. You're gonna run back to your friends and I'm gonna figure this thing out.
No.
Kid, You and your time ghost, and yes, we're sticking with that designation because it's the strongest contribution you've made so far, congratulations, tried to kick my ass. Me and my time ghost need to get to the bottom of this in peace.
But look at it. There isn't anything there except for all the other scribblings. It's the same page, but we're not in it.
Oh, of course.
What?
We went outside while the book was open.
Like the library. A time pocket thing?
Exactly.
So what happened back there, in here, was after now... So
we're not in the ledger, which means we haven't put it in yet, which means we put it in, which means we know how to put it in.
How?
I don't know, but I think we need to try.
We?
Well, for now, but if you push me against a wall again, I'll probably do nothing because you're much stronger than me, and okay, never mind.
Do we put our hands on it?
Sure, why not?
Now what?
You know that thing you were freaking out about?
Yeah.
Do it.
Fuck you!
I'm serious, just do it.
I don't know how to do it, and I don't want to. Dude, what the fuck?
Your empathy, that's your mark. At least where this ledger is concerned, and I need a form of ink to interact with. Oh, shit. Ink, of course. I don't have a pen. Do you have a pen?
Why would I have a pen?
You're in college, dude.
So? You're a nerd, dude. Shouldn't you have one?
Touché.
Can't you just, I don't know, make a pen?
Make a pen?
Yeah, with like your... alchemy thing.
I'm not Mary Poppins, kid, okay? I don't have an alchemy bag with tons of shit in it. Oh, the spot. It's gone. Prick your finger.
Excuse me?
The spot on the page. It's gone. It hasn't happened yet. Prick your finger. Press it on the page.
I'm not going to put my blood in a haunted book. Are you serious right now? You do it.
But you already did, or are going to. I can't. If you're writing the memory, which we know it was you because we ran the tape, it needs to be from you.
I'm not pricking my finger on any of this rusty shit.
Oh, good thing I have a pocket knife.
You don't have a pen, but you have a pocket knife?
I can have a pocket knife if I want.
But, like, for what?
For pocket knife things. Leave me alone.
You're a weird guy, Oliver.
You annoy me. Here.
Do you have ointment in there, too?
Why would I have ointment in my pocket?
For me. For that sick burn you just did.
Oh, fuck. You are a very specific kind of exhausting, kid.
Are you sure we have to do it this way?
Spot? No spot.
Fine.
Okay, now take your boo-boo, take your owie, and press it on the page. And focus on the memory. Amazing.
What?
You chose the exact spot where the blood mark was before it disappeared.
Because that's where I knew it was.
Or was it because you didn't, but then you did, so you did.
I need to focus.
Right, okay.
You gonna do your thing?
I'm working on it. Okay, our powers need to meet. Picture your feelings hopping aboard my alchemy train.
This is stupid.
You know it isn't. I need to guide what you're feeling into the ledger. I think. Are you pushing?
I told you I don't know how to do it on command.
What were you afraid of back there? This ability, right?
What you're making me do.
I'm not making you do anything. You want to play with this thing just as much as me.
I'm afraid of what this Pokemon evolution...
Pokemon evolution?
Don't ask. What this evolution in my power means for me and everyone I'm around.
What do you mean?
I've always been able to feel everyone's emotions. But this is different. I figured out how to tell the difference between...
Adam, for instance?
Yeah, Adam, for instance. The difference between his feelings inside of me and my own. But now, if I'm pushing my feelings or have no idea if and when I'm doing it, I don't know how to tell the difference between what's really coming from him or from what I put in there. In him, I mean.
That sounds terrifying.
I've done it to people I'm supposed to help. I'm a psych major. This is my whole future. And instead of helping them, doing it the right way, the ethical way, a few times over the last year, I just felt like I wanted them to be happy or calm or at peace or something, and my power flips a switch, and it's like I break into them.
And that makes you afraid.
I know what you're doing. You don't need to keep coming up with new ways to say fear.
Oh, it's not just that. I do care about what you're saying, Caleb.
I know you do. I can feel it, remember? But...
Okay, that's great, but... I need you to not feel what I'm feeling. I need you to focus on your own and get it in this ledger.
That's like telling me not to breathe, Oliver. I feel everyone's emotions all the time. And now what I'm afraid of is that I can't trust those feelings anymore. I don't know which ones are real and which ones are what I want to be real. But I don't need to focus because the one feeling inside of me, the one feeling that cuts above everything else, every second of every day, is fear. I can't control this, and I don't know what to do. Back there, when I asked you to make it stop, it wasn't what the book was doing. I didn't want it to stop because of the single emotion, the uncomplicated, unchanging feeling of the book. Like, synthetic or not, it made sense. Okay, it fucking made sense, and it filled me up. What I was asking you to stop is the part of my ability I'm afraid of, the one I can't control.
Then explain it to the book. Push that feeling into it. Do it, Caleb. Let it know what you're feeling. Make it listen.
Did it work?
I don't know.
I fucking push and I can't control it, and then...
Yep, okay.
So what does that mean?
That we know how to put something in there.
Oliver... Why do you care about this book so much? I mean, I know you're feeling the same thing I'm feeling, but I don't know why.
Well, I think it can fix things.
Fix what?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Now what?
We leave it at that, and I gather up my thoughts before we open it up again.
Okay. What time is it?
11:30. 11:30? Wow. So we went forward, then backward, and then forward again?
Wait, a.m.?
Yeah, still morning.
Shit. Oh, fuck. I have a ton of missed calls. Adam.
Me too. Mark. Mark called a bunch.
I need to go.
Yeah, me too.
So...
We're not talking about this.
Cool.
Good.
I guess we'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone want coffee? I'm making coffee.
Me, please.
Do you have tea?
Definitely. Let me see. Adam, where'd you put the tea?
Yeah, I think on the top left.
I got it.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Frankie, while you're up, would you mind passing the Special K?
I'm more of a Fruit Loops kind of guy myself.
You are a Fruit Loop.
Hey.
So when did Caleb say he'd be back?
I don't know. I think he said...
Adam, can you?
Yeah.
So, Frankie, what kind do you want? We've got peppermint, Earl Grey, chai, Constant Comet.
Chai? If it doesn't take oolong. Get it? Oolong? Too
I might long. Leave you here when this is all over.
I might be okay with that.
Sorry,
we need to talk.
Caleb!
Yeah, okay.
Ben! Oh my god, I'm so glad you're okay.
Me too. Hey, thanks for looking for me. Sadie and Frankie told me everything.
Of course, we would never have stopped. Are you okay? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we're gonna figure it out. I'm really happy you're safe.
Yeah, you too.
Adam? Caleb? Can I see you in my room for a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, friend.
You smell...
Thanks, Sadie.
How's everyone doing?
I'm good. I just went for a...
Fall for it.
Run. I lost track of time.
Brace, brace, brace.
You?
How am I? Let's see. How am I?
Oh, here we go.
What the hell is going on? Caleb, it's been great to see you so much so far this semester, but what are you two up to? And why are there 3 more BU students in our apartment clearing through our groceries?
Caitlin, I'm sorry. This is my fault. I promise I'll explain more later, but...
No, she's right. We've been really unfair, and we need to talk.
Caleb, I don't know if...
It's okay.
Are you sure?
If it's okay with you.
It's not my secret to tell.
I mean, it kind of is. Or at least it's both of ours. With Caitlin it is.
What are you talking about?
So is it okay? Maybe you can do it?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Caitlin?
Yes?
You might want to sit down.
Adam.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Okay. You know how I told you that Caleb has synesthesia?
Wait, you
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Well, that was a lie. Kind of. Remember how in high school you would always say it's like Caleb knew what was going on inside your head?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you were kinda right. Specifically, he knew your feelings.
Adam, what are you talking about?
So, Caleb is called an atypical.
An atypical what?
No, not like he's special. I mean, he is, but this is...
Atypical is a type of person. I'm an atypical.
What, like a religion?
Caleb has superpowers.
Oh, ha ha, very funny.
He's telling the truth.
What are you talking about?
I have powers.
Superpowers?
Superpowers.
Bullshit.
Caleb?
Mood ring powers activate.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Brigham Snow. In it, you heard the voices of Brigham Snow as Caleb, Alex Gellner as Adam, Christian Brune as Oliver, Omri Horowitz as Tobias Sitzer, Victoria Grace as Caitlin, Emily Kirk as Sadie, Zach Barrick as Frankie, and Zach Infante as Ben. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Chippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.